And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hook Up here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Very empty San Diego Landings, because they're all out fishing. And we have a great guest here from Dawson Insurance. Christy Wheeler is here. We're going to be talking some great insurance, how to get safe when you're traveling, as well as your boat and everything else. And Christy has the wealth of knowledge about all that. And she's come bearing great gifts.
Yeah.
So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boasts Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. It was a show I always look forward to, and I remember years and years ago, and when it was Bob and Christy coming on the show, and when you were like, oh yeah, you know, they're going to come on and talk insurance, and I thought, what on earth are we going to do for 2 hours talking about insurance? And over the years, this is one of my most favorite shows. There is so much cool stuff.
Yeah.
And we've had the pleasure of hanging with Christy for hours now, and every time the new questions are different and fun, and this is going to be a fantastic show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Totally. Good morning, Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Good morning. Great to have you. Thanks so much for having me.
How's Bob, first of all?
Bob is wonderful.
Bob's gone fishing.
Yes, Bob's gone fishing. Exactly. No, he actually just got done. He went on a hunt down in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for dove and
good for him.
Quail, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still active, still running
doing
around.
His thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good for him. Good for him. And you're doing your thing.
Yes.
Along with your staff.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, busy. So what's the latest thing?
So really, I mean, it's kind of the same old thing, but it's, you know, it's interesting. Like, I've been doing this for just with Bob for 13 years, and there's never a day that goes by that, you know, oh, sorry, I'm not close enough. There we go. There's never a day that goes by that there's not something new that we get asked, or, you know, some new question comes up, or a scenario on a claim. You know, we've had, kind of an influx in travel claims this year, which is, you know, over last year, which, you know, you just never know from year to year what's going to go on in people's lives. And so it's been, fun and, educational, and, you know, so it's a good time.
That's one of the things that is like the reason you guys have kind of risen to the top of this is when somebody does call something, they're talking to you or they're talking to their staff. You're just not in this maze of trying to figure out, you know, God forbid you have to use the insurance you paid for. You know, you have a Christie on your side or somebody from your team. You're just not dealing with that maze of AI phone call, electronic call this, maybe send an email here and hope that somebody finds it. You just get so frustrated, you just bail, like get somebody on your back.
Yeah. And that's kind of our business model. You know, I want somebody to be a live body on the phone that actually knows the product, knows the policy, can assist with claims, or at least get that if they don't handle that area. Because we kind of section off different agents for different products so that they can really specialize and know those policy forms inside and out. And so, yeah, we have Heather who helps me out with travel insurance. And then, of course, I do the marine insurance. And then I have other staff that does other commercial and personal lines. So,
yeah. And I can attest, I had a claim once on my travel insurance policy. And they literally walk you through every step. Here's what you need to do. Do this, 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 and this. Wasn't long before I got a check.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and but I would have had not a clue on the proper procedures, because as you know, insurance companies want to do everything they can not to pay you, right?
Right. Yeah. I think it's a matter of a lot of times you're getting somebody who doesn't understand insurance who's the one looking at the insurance document. Right. So if you don't set it up for them exactly the way their little, you know, script shows to, they're like, oh, declined. You know, where we've had people come and say, well, I submitted it to the carrier and it got declined. I'm like, okay, well, send me what you sent them and I'll go over it and I'll write a letter and I'll say, okay, well, you're missing this one item and they'll send that to me and I'll send it all in on my end from the agency side. And boom, 2 weeks later, they're like, okay, approved. We've mailed a check.
There you go. That's awesome. So it's all about the procedure, right?
Right.
And you know the procedure.
Exactly.
That's the great thing.
Yeah.
And it's not just, that's the thing about Dawson Insurance and Christy and her staff, is they don't just sell you the policy. They'll help you if something happens, if
that's
you actually
have
to use it.
That's the reason. Yeah. That's the whole reason.
Yeah.
So travel insurance is a big part of your business, but also marine insurance, because you insure most of the fleet, in all of Southern California, right?
We're blessed to have a lot of marine insurance. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've worked really hard over the years to come up with some good products for the boats, both on the commercial and charter side as well as the personal lines and, you know, and the commercial fishers. So, we have some great products on marine, and we're really proud of what we have.
And that's complicated.
It is. It's its own animal. It's not like other business insurance at all. It's very specific to their business, and so there's different nuances to it that a lot of people just aren't familiar with.
Yeah.
So
it's just one of those things that, like, you just never think about from the outside looking in, but yeah, you're right. I mean, there's all the safety of all the people, there's the equipment, there's going to multiple countries, there's going when the weather's great, there's going when the weather's bad, there's machinery. Like, there are so many things involved in running that particular business. And so many things that can go wrong. We're so blessed that our fleet is so safe and so sound and so perfect. But, like, there's a lot of stuff at risk.
Oh, absolutely. And there's significant differences from one policy to the next policy as far as what it covers and what it doesn't cover. So it's not like a homeowner's policy where it's pretty much, you know, if it's an HO3 policy standard across the board, it has the same coverage. Marine just doesn't have a policy like that. So
one of the things, the new things that came up, and you recognize this, and a lot of other insurance companies would admit this, is coverage in Mexico. A lot of policies used to cover you down to Punta Banda.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore, right?
Yeah. So you're talking about personal lines. Absolutely. Quite a few of the carriers that used to automatically cover boats down into Mexico have revised their policies. In fact, this past year, I had to point it out to somebody who, a carrier that was offering their policy, and even when we'd put in that Mexico navigation, they'd say, approve it. And then I read through their policy docket when I got it, and I was like, actually, it says Mexico, you know, like the lakes in Mexico, not lakes the open water. And so they're like, oh, you're right. You know, so it's just interesting how you, because the carrier can change their, right. The, a carrier can change their policy form annually. They just have to get it approved, right? So when they do make small changes like that, it might seem small to most people, maybe if they're going to lakes or rivers, but for those on the San Diego coast, that's a big deal, it's because big you deal. Can blink and you're in Mexico.
Right. So you have to watch that.
For sure.
And you guys know which policies are
right.
Mm-hmm. Offer that coverage.
Right. Like
that.
Yeah, there again, Pete and I are never going to read that fine print. You know what I mean? That's why we got to have a Christy have our, have our back.
For sure. So, travel insurance policies.
Yes.
Those things are amazing. I wouldn't travel without it. I have one. I have a plan that covers all of my trips, and that's kind of what you sell, right?
Right.
You don't have to buy, like when you go on, you buy an airline ticket or you buy a package or whatever, they say you want to buy this travel insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do that because it's covered through your annual policy.
Yes. So if you have an annual policy, you can purchase up to a limit, you know, of your choice. There's multiple ranges going from $3,000 all the way up to a family plan with $15,000 a year in coverage. And so a lot of times that works out much more economically when you're traveling quite a bit, or you're going on fishing trips, or even if you're, you know, have a few airline tickets. I have an annual plan. I fly probably 6 times a year, and I go on, you know, boating trips, and I, you know, do different things, and I don't even worry about it, because as long as I still got coverage on that, I don't have to get it, and I have pre-existing condition coverage, which is huge because I have an aging mother, and if something happens to her, like if, you know, she's been treated for lots of things, you know, just as she ages. And if something were to happen to her and her condition were to worsen, I just know I have coverage if I have to cancel one of my trips.
And that would be covered?
Yes, it would.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's amazing. So. And so, like I mentioned, you're bearing gifts. You're giving away one of those policies today?
Yes. So that's today, so I think we're going to do at the end of the show, we're going to do an annual deluxe plan, which is a value of $280. So one lucky winner,
they
can just call me. And once I've got their information, after today's show, I mean, up to the next year. So if it's even if it's one of you guys that are such, loyal customers, you know, and you already have an annual plan, you're not left out because you can put that credit towards a larger plan. You can, whatever it is, $280 is coming.
That price blows me away too, because we looked at we were looking same deal annual plan. The cost that when we just flew to Katmai, the cost that just Alaska Airlines wanted to charge just to cover you on your flight, which we're already covered for the year because of the annual plan, it was more than 3/4 of the cost. Just to cover that one flight is what we pay for the entire year to cover every trip, not just the flight, but, I mean, those annual plans, they cover you on everything. If there's a problem with your hotel stay, if there's a problem with weather, if there's a problem with health, if there's a problem with emergency evacuation, all of those things are covered. It was going to be 3/4 of the cost for the entire year just to put it on the ticket for the airplane. It's wild. It's such a good value.
So how did they do that?
I think, you know, the premise behind it is, you know, it's unlikely that you're going to have to cancel every trip that you take in a year, or that you're going to have an issue come up on every trip. We all pray and hope that we don't have issues on any of our trips when we travel, because usually that's for fun or business, and we need to make, we want those things to happen, right? Yeah. But it could happen on one or two during the year, and so that's what it's for. And the nice thing about those annual plans is they're the same, you know, for you as a young buck as they are for Pete, you know.
An old codger.
With a bad heart. Number. Yeah. It's just a number, but not to the insurance company. Yeah. But it's the same price on the annual plan, where those single trip plans are going to be range very greatly based on your age range. In fact, I have lots of annual policy holders that it's more expensive for them to buy one single trip coverage for the same exact coverage. As far as cancellation and interruption, as it would be to buy an annual plan, sometimes as much as double.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's definitely worth looking into before getting that individual
coverage. And there's different
coverage
levels too that you sell. Like the 280 policy covers cancellation up to a certain amount, right?
Correct. So that deluxe plan covers $3,000 of cancellation or interruption per year, $20,000 of emergency medical coverage, and $100,000 of emergency transportation, and then some other benefits in there like baggage, delay, things like that. But those are the majors that most people are concerned about.
Delay.
It does. So if you get delayed over, I believe on that plan it's 8 hours. Don't quote me on that. I'd have to look at it again. But then, yes, it'll cover like $100 or $200 so that you can get a quick outfit. If you're going, you know, somewhere and you, all your clothes are in your bag and you've got your carry-on, you know, I've actually had to utilize that benefit before.
How many times have we gone to Alaska and you're, you know, all of a sudden your bag doesn't show up and you need, you know, you need cold weather gear to go fishing the next day. It just throws you a few hundred bucks so that you're covered if you had to run to the sporting goods store to get yourself outfitted to go fishing the next day.
Yeah, it happens.
Would it cover you for partial expenses for a hotel, too, if you had to stay there?
It will, yeah. So that if you have travel delay, if the, like, for instance, if you're flying on an airline or something and you have travel delay and you have to stay over and let's say the airline doesn't cover it for whatever the reason was, yes, that it will cover for that, too.
For that. Yeah. Wow, I had no idea.
Of course, there's always fine print, so you have to look through it. But we do, I think, a really good job at separating what's covered under the policy.
Right.
The policy comes in like a 60-page document for a travel policy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So our team separates it out, and we send it to you, like your summary of coverages, and that's exactly what's covered and then what the exclusions are. And we really try to do a comprehensive job of going over it when we talk to people on the phone, like, hey, do you have specific circumstances you're worried about, which is something that you don't get when you're going to the carrier because they just, again, have people answering the phones all the way around the world that may or may not know the policy form.
I think it's such a good thing for us as fishermen because we inherently usually book our trips so far. You know, I mean, the common thing, you love going on your long-range trip. It's very common to rebook that trip as soon as you're finished. So you're booking things a year in advance. Like a year later, I mean, we just hear it and see it in the tackle store all the time. Things happen in a year.
Absolutely.
People get married. People get sick. People fish it, whatever. Like, I mean, it's just, you know. But to get on your favorite trip on your favorite weekend on the, you know, on the full moon in August, like, you have to book that thing a year in advance. And you just don't know. But when you have this plan, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Something happens, you got it. It's already in your back pocket.
And I get that question quite a bit, Rick. They'll ask, you know, but my plan's not till next, you know, let's say November or something. But my insurance plan expires in September. And I'm like, that's okay. As long as you don't let it lapse, as long as you renew your annual plan, you still have pre-existing medical condition coverage. So if something should occur where now you have a pre-existing medical condition over the course of that year, you don't have to worry because as long as you renew
And you guys are very good about reminding people about renewing, too.
We do. Yeah. We have a system. We remind typically between 45 and 60 days before renewal, and then we keep, you know, reaching out. We try not to be annoying, we want to make sure that people aren't, you know, just, oh, I meant to call you back and I forgot. So we do make a few calls or emails and let you know, like, hey, by this date.
And I'll note, too, that $3,000 in coverage, there's a lot of trips these days that cost a lot more than that. You have higher plans, too.
Yes.
And you have more coverage available for a little bit more money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So depending on what your trip costs, how many trips you're going on, you know, there's some trips that cost $10,000. You've got a plan that'll cover that.
Right. And we have plans that'll cover not just individuals, but families as well.
Families.
So the annual plan that covers families as well. And so a lot of times anglers mostly will use individual plans because they typically do a lot more travel than maybe the rest of their family does.
Yeah.
But for sure, if you've got a couple kids and, you know, a wife or vice versa, we have a plan that can fit pretty much everybody's needs.
Yeah. Generally speaking, though, correct me if I'm wrong, if it's just a husband and wife or spouse, it's better to buy two individual plans.
Yeah. Typically, that's what we will recommend. And so that's, again, why I like to make sure whoever they're speaking to on the phone knows the policies and knows all the, you know, nuances of them. That way we can direct them in the right direction the first time, not just let them choose on their own, because that's what you are using an agent for, is to figure out what's the right fit.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot of questions for Christy. Yeah. She is like a wealth of knowledge. Phones are already packed up. Jeff is standing by at the fan. And right, Rick?
Yeah, that and the text questions have already started kicking through. It's going to be a lot of fun today. And, you know, we've got the guru of insurance in here today. It's just going to be a lot of fun and a great show. And there's some great fishing to talk about, too. That yellowfin continuing to bite down below. And we've been, you know, plagued with a little bit of that wind. That wind's backing off, thank God. You know, it's been a busy day. So we'll look forward to hearing
and
about
salmon up in Northern California. Albacore and Sitka.
Yeah. How about that? I got a text message from our buddy Simon up in Sitka yesterday at Kingfisher. Just said, hey, man, check this out. They had 20 albacore on the just west of their black cod grounds.
Wow.
I said, how do you even know to do that? And he said, well, there was a little bit of fish around, and he goes, we literally, you know, he goes, I went on a YouTube and typed in how to catch albacore yesterday, and they were just trolling salmon hoochies on the surface, said it was just full speed, really fun. It's biting, man. It's just biting around. There's good yellowtail fishing at the islands, and nice grade of yellowtail down below. So, yeah, life is good right now, man. We're having a great time, and we're just looking forward to a couple of fun hours talking insurance and fishing and talking with you. If you want to join us this morning, like Pete said, Jeff is standing by in the fan studios. If you want to give us a call, it's 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us in the fan this morning. Or, again, we can send us a text, man. Lots of great text message questions already coming through. If you want to send in a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, the download is free. It's easy to find. Whether you're an Android user, an iPhone user, just search in Let's Talk Hookup. You'll not only get to listen to all the archive shows, you'll get to see what's going on with Let's Talk Hookup. It also gives you a shot to text in the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need along with your question because, as Pete said, we are giving away such a cool prize and such a big thanks to Christy. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a full year of annual deluxe travel insurance plan from Dawson Insurance. Yeah, like I said, that's a $280 value for one lucky caller
and
texter.
And like Christy said, if you're already a policyholder, she'll make amends and
tack it on.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Hey, I want to make mention before we break here to say hi to George, our engineer, who's listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app in Cambridge, England.
Hey,
how about that? International show.
That's a little stretch away.
More to George. While he's in the pub while he's listening. It's called the George Pub. That
I love it. Well, as you can hear, it's going to be a great show. Lots of fun. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great fun coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norse Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC to DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy, Kate, and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Well, that sure didn't take long. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. There's some fun texts coming through. Again, if you want to send in a text, that's only through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Poor Jeff's got a busy morning
on his hands. Yeah. Oh, first of all, I know Jeff went to the Savannah Bananas, and you went. How were the Savannah Bananas last
night?
Dude,
that was such a good time. Yeah. That was such a good time. Like, We're familiar with them, you know. Wyatt loves baseball. They're it's a fun show. Thought for sure, like, oh yeah, I'm excited. This is gonna be fun. I don't know how to say this without sounding like I had so much more fun than I anticipated, and I anticipated having a good time, and it totally exceeded our expectations. It was super fun, really good
That's
show.
What Jeff said too,
yeah, very fast paced the whole time.
You ever heard of that, Christy?
No,
me either. But it came here, and it's like so. There's 3 million people on the waiting list for tickets across the country for this concert.
Yeah, Dallas.
I'm looking up.
Dallas, a very big Savannah Bananas fan. You know, as am I. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not, but really, Dallas was into it. And when I heard they were coming, like, oh, killer! I'll get us tickets. I mean, you can't just get tickets. No. It's a lottery system. The whole thing was. You know, tickets were instantly.
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
I want to see that.
Yeah. That's how I describe it, because that's the best, because it's fun and it's energy and it's trick plays, but it's still baseball. But it's more than that, because it is an actual game and the other people do actually win. It was like, it's like you took baseball, they added their own fun, different rules, lots of trick, lots of fun. But I mean, there is something, they're throwing something at you every time. Like, in between the innings, there's always, it was just really cool. It was fast energy, really fun, family.
At Petco.
Fun. Yeah, it was great. It was fun, super fun night.
And the Padres won last night. So, hey, you got a double whammy.
And the Dodgers lost last night.
Yeah, so. I'm not
apologizing. So, Pete will apologize for me, as he should. Yeah. My bad to all our fans out in L.A. You are, it's all good. But, fun night for sure. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's talk fishing. Let's talk insurance. Let's jump into the phone.
Let's do that, man. They are packed solid, and we're going to start it off with John. He's calling us from out in Dallas this morning. Good morning, John. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, men and Christy. My question to Christy is, if I travel, my daughter's in Los Angeles at UCLA, and every Christmas we go to Poland. If I leave out of Dallas and she leaves out of Los Angeles, are we still covered in a family?
So if you're referring to like the family annual plan, that's a great question, John. If you're referring to the family annual plan, if her state of residence, or if her home address is yours, because the family plan covers all family members within the household. So if she's away at college and that's still considered her home address, your address, then the answer would be yes. If not, what I would recommend is possibly having you go with, if you don't have any other children at home, having you go with an individual plan for you for the year, and possibly just getting a single trip plan for her trip to Poland, and which we could help with as well. Because if she's in college, she's likely quite young, and they're very inexpensive for individual plans on really young people. So, that might be a better way to go if her residential address isn't your actual home address.
One of the things that the stories that always drew me to it from, you know, you telling us over the years and Bob telling us over the years on the individual plans was that, you know, the person you were going on your trip with had an issue that is going to, you know, keep you from going. They had nothing to do. They didn't have an insurance policy. They didn't, you know, your fishing partner that you're going to do in your long range trip. He breaks his, like, well, I was going with my bud. Like, you're still covered with somebody, you know, your travel companion who wasn't insured had a problem, but that's going to affect what your trip would have been. That's still a coverable thing.
Yes.
I'm shocked by that, and I love it.
And I think a lot of, even still, we try to educate on that quite a bit, but I still think that people don't realize that. So that's why I always ask, if you ever think if you're going to have to cancel a trip or trip becomes interrupted, regardless of the reason, give us a call, because usually within a couple minutes I can tell you, yes, that's a coverable loss, or, you know, let's put it in,
right,
you know, if it's questionable. But for sure, if you are, whether it's an individual plan or an annual plan, the other person doesn't have to be covered. You're covering your investment. So whether that's the cost of your plane tickets, your charter on the boat, whatever that is, if you, a direct family member or a traveling companion, become ill or injured,
yeah,
you, and they are not able to go, or you have to stay back and help take care of a family member, or you yourself have the injury, all three of those are reasons for a covered loss.
Wow.
I love that.
It's pretty amazing. Cool. Now, you had a great text, huh?
I thought so, yeah. It's, this one says, good morning, all. When one goes on there, and he perfectly said, quote, field testing adventures for Pete, why wouldn't you purchase travel insurance? Getting an annual plan is the only way to go. Both my wife and I get annual plans. We've had three trips in the last 4 years that have had challenges. We had a 15-hour delay in Alaska on a flight to an outer islands. We had a hurricane in Panama that canceled fishing. And then last month, we had a train cancel in Spain due to wildfires. Each time, Christy and Heather helped us to obtain refunds, and they made us whole on every single event. Greatly appreciated. Cannot recommend them enough. Keep up all, he said, keep all your receipts and keep up the great work. And that's from Ted in San Diego.
Wow.
Thank you, Ted.
That's
yes.
Impressive.
that is right. Keep all your receipts, because they do ask for
you,
those.
You want the receipt, yeah.
Yes, especially like if you, you know, like for instance, you know, he mentioned a train. If you had to pay for a way of travel to get back to the airport, or you had to, you know, have additional costs just to get, you know, care, medical expenses, things like that. You want to keep your receipt so that, yeah, you can recoup every part of that's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. On the other side, now we're talking travel insurance, of course, but let's talk about boat insurance, because a lot of our listeners own boats.
Sure.
And a lot of our listeners may own older boats that they're having trouble getting insurance for.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can do that, right?
We do. Yeah, I still have carriers that will write older boats. I mean, it's definitely, the market's tightened for that, for sure.
Yeah.
But I am constantly looking for other markets and replacement markets when a carrier decides to change their criteria and may, you know, exclude a certain portion of what our book of business is or what our new client business could be. So absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about Dawson Insurance, Christy, they understand boats.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't, you don't have somebody that's talking about cars 1 minute and then they turn the hat and they talk about the boat. These guys, that's what they do.
Right.
They do boats.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I personally specialize in boats. So I have, an assistant that also helps me when, you know, the volume gets high. But for the most part, I handle all the boats for our office, because of that reason. It's,
yeah,
a very different animal.
It's a different animal
than a car, you know.
Yeah, you're going to be asking questions that the person seeking the policy didn't even realize to be thinking about.
Right.
You've seen it all.
Yeah.
And done it all.
Yeah.
And do you use all the, you search all the carriers for the best rates?
Yeah, we have quite a few marine, yeah, carriers. I mean, we have quite a few carriers regardless of the products that we're offering, but marine carriers specifically, like, I'm always searching out for new ones, but yes, we have many to meet, yeah, hopefully just about any need. And, you know, I try to make sure that I'm always getting carriers that have the most comprehensive policy, or, you know, and or the best rates available,
right,
so that we stay competitive. But really, the coverage is the most important thing, because,
yeah,
in a cause of,
again, loss. You just think about marine, like, there's so many things that factor. There's the construction of the boats. Is it wood? Is it fiberglass? Is,
right,
it steel? Is,
mm-hmm,
it aluminum? Is it, does it go a long ways? Does it go a short ways? Does it live on your trailer? Does it live at your house? Does it live in,
do
the,
you,
marina,
want coverage in Mexico?
Yeah. Do you take,
yeah,
do you take 30 people fishing every day, or is it just you and your buds? I mean, there's a million different things,
yeah,
out there for coverage.
For sure.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, for sure. Interesting question from a fellow insurance person here,
yeah,
and that's Tony in Hesperia. He says, as an insurance guy myself, I've always wondered, do you do your own claims or do you use TPA?
So it really depends on the carrier. TPA is third-party adjuster.
Oh, okay.
So it really depends on the carrier. So I do have some carriers that as far as my agency specifically, we don't handle the claims. The carriers either have their own in-house claims adjusters or they use third-party administrators. Quite a few of them, I would say, use third-party, but not all of them. I have my preferred carriers that don't, that do the claims handling themselves.
Yeah.
So, and then they'll
for
use
the travel stuff.
I'm sorry.
For the travel stuff too.
Travel is direct from
it's
the carrier.
Direct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do you have multiple companies that do the travel insurance, or pretty much you deal with one?
No, I have my top four favorites, but I can write with over 30.
Travel,
no kidding.
Yes. I had no idea.
Yeah, a lot of them have, again, different nuances in their policy that kind of leans me towards my top four. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know.
Gotcha.
But
it's kind of the 80-20 rule,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of them have redundancy, but these ones have consistently the best pricing and the most comprehensive coverage. So those are the ones I'll lean towards, or they have a better annual plan.
I think that's what's so cool about your business, and more so how much you know about it, is like you do know the idiosyncrasies that might lean you towards the other 20. Like, hey, you know, in 80% of the cases, these are the guys, but because you have this particular circumstance, we're going to go this route. This one might cost you a couple more bucks, but it's tailor-made for exactly whatever your situation might be.
Right,
that's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, like the carrier that I write a lot of my annual plans with is not the carrier that I would write for somebody who's going to be going long-term overseas and really needs comprehensive medical coverage.
Okay.
Because that's a different, you know, if you're going to travel abroad for 3 to 6 months, that's a totally separate policy than an annual plan. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, there's just differences.
Cool. Good stuff. Well, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it, man.
Want to get through? 833-288-0973. Don't forget, we're giving away, thanks to Christy, an annual plan to
one
lucky caller or texter worth $280 today. That's pretty cool.
Very, very cool. All right. Well, let's jump right back into it. We're going to talk to Dave. Dave's calling us from ANZA this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And first of all, Pete, big happy anniversary to you. 34 years on the air.
Yeah,
there.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday. Thanks. And, yes, today is our 34th anniversary on the air.
That's
we started
awesome.
This in September on a Sunday of 1991.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that would add up to 34 years. It was the first, kind of the second weekend in November, which is right about now.
Well,
so,
happy anniversary.
Yeah, how about that?
That's
34
awesome. Congratulations.
Years of Let's Talk Hookup.
Awesome.
And they said it wouldn't last.
34 years.
Yeah, here we go. So thank
cool.
you, Dave, and thanks for being a part of that, too. We appreciate all your support and everybody else that helps us.
We still got you there, Dave?
Dave?
Looks like we might have lost him, but fun, and hopefully we can get Dave back in there. But in the meantime, I had a great text. It says, good morning, guys and gal. I'm about to book my trip for next year for myself and my girlfriend, and I was curious when the cutoff is to add an annual plan and how the coverage works in terms of cancellations due to weather-related events like hurricanes, et cetera. That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Oh, great question, Jeff. So, to address, you've got a couple things going on there. So as far as a named storm such as a hurricane, you always want to purchase your coverage sooner than later. I recommend within 14 days of making your initial trip deposit, whether it's an annual plan or an individual plan, because then you get that free coverage called pre-existing condition coverage, meaning if you have to cancel for a pre-existing condition for you, a family member, traveling companion, it would still be covered. But then you talked about the hurricanes being the reason more important. As long as it's not already foreseen or a named storm, once the storm is named or it's foreseen to be in that area, you can't be covered for that. Then it's excluded because it's supposed to be for unforeseen events.
Sure.
Not like, oh, well, let's wait and see what happens. And if the weather is good, we don't need it. But if the weather is bad, we're going
to
buy it.
You can't be taking a trip to Florida and then realize that there's a hurricane that's going to hit next week and then try to buy a policy that day.
Yeah, that's
got it.
Yeah, you can't do that. So I always right, exactly. And they are looking to cover you for unforeseen events. No insurance company wants to pick you up knowing you're going to file a claim in 2 weeks or a week.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, but great question.
Yeah, totally.
For sure. Let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to John? John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, John.
Sorry, guys. I was having a conversation with the wife.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell Cindy you said hi.
You guys,
We will. Okay, so you guys are awesome, right? And Cindy and I, we travel a lot. And a few years ago, we started getting back into, we went Viking cruises and stuff. And they wanted an insurance policy. And I'm like, well, I already have one. And so Cindy gave them the information that, oh yeah, you're covered, right? But so on one of our outings, I misplaced my passport. And, the morning that we're getting ready to leave and can't find it anywhere. Called the number on the back of my card, right? They're very helpful. They open up not an account, but,
A claim.
Right? Yes. And my wife is yelling at me in the other room, claim, right?
We're good for helping out.
But they gave us the information, where to go get a passport photo, where the embassy was, set us up an appointment, and it took about an hour.
Really?
You know, and
the travel company.
The people at the airlines were very courteous to us, and so we didn't have to use anything and make any claim, but the, you got your system, right? Doesn't matter where you're at.
I love
you. You know, was you were in a
different, so you were in a different country, and
oh, yeah.
They helped you find within an hour of getting your passport back.
Yes,
or like nearly.
Had to Uber over there, but yes, you know.
That's pretty impressive.
But they told us where to get the passport photo, and
because if you're in a different country, it's like now what do I do?
Yeah,
right?
No doubt.
Yeah. So well, tell us about that.
And that's exactly what we said, right?
Yeah.
It's like. And I pulled out my insurance card, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, let's call and see what they can do for us, you know?
Mm-hmm. Pretty awesome.
Even, you know, we're driving to Vegas and we're 100 miles from home and something happens, right? They can come life flight us and we're covered. And, you know, we have individual policies,
It's a no-brainer deal. So, Christy, explain that to us.
So, that's something actually we don't touch much on. In fact, the last time I was here, so I'm really glad you brought that up. It's John, right? Okay. There's a concierge service that's included within the plan, in the annual plan. And so if you look on the card, you can call that claims number, but there's a concierge service. So if you're something like that happens, they will immediately, wherever you are, they have a database and they will, you know, send you to the right place, as well as they can help book tickets if you're in an area that you don't know and you say,
wow.
I'm looking for this, you know, and you don't have a computer or your cell phone service isn't good, wherever you're at, they can look things up and actually help book you a hotel, help book you a reservation at a, you know, fancy restaurant, you know, a show, different things like that. Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't really talk about that, but it is included
it's
in
part
the plan.
Of the
and I
plan.
Should point it out more because probably more people don't realize.
Well, save John.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
That's
yeah.
a great story.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yeah.
That's like one of my worst nightmares, right?
Me too.
Yeah.
Poor Cindy.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports as well. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out Dana Landing.com for more details.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us to board the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearchersportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Been lots of fun, lots of phone calls, lots of text messages. And as promised, we're going to find out what's biting. We got the man, Captain Brian Willie of Dana War Sport Fishing, is standing by this morning. Today, that catch port sponsored by Gamakatsu. If you like to fish for tuna, which are biting right now, and you're not using Gamakatsu hooks, you are leaving bites on the table. Their heavy 720 HD assist hook is the right assist hook for your nighttime jig fishing. Extra heavy gauge wire. It's got really heavy-duty cord, a great hook for your knife jigs, tungsten as well. For bait fishing, nothing beats those Nautilus circle hooks. They come in sizes as small as a number 4 and up to a 6-0. They come ringed and non-ring. It's a light, small-gauge wire, but extremely strong steel, so you get the best of both worlds, a hook that allows your bait to swim very well but hold up to a big fish. And speaking of big fish, also check out the Nautilus HD. Tough enough, but not too oversized. You can see your local dealer or check gamakatsu.com. We got him, Captain Brian Woolley's on line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there this morning, man.
Yeah, having fun, buddy.
Information, man. Holy
if you
cow.
Travel, you gotta have it.
You
and I'm sure
it.
Christy probably insures all your fleet too. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
I can't speak.
I'm not real sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Out of my realm.
Yeah, right.
Not your wheelhouse. That's somebody else's job.
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. Well, hey, speaking of our little zone, you know we had a great week of local fishing. We had good water, good weather, and like some decent water movement. So that kind of put together, you know, it really kind of woke up that bass scene again. We've had some cooler water, a little bit of wind, so it kind of bounced back. But the half day scene saw some great mixed bass fishing over some good hard bottom areas, both above and below Dana Point Harbor. Anchovies and sardines fished on sliding egg sinkers and reverse dropper loops worked perfect, as that fish has kind of been suspended midwater. So some bass at the bottom for sure, but that sand bass and calico bass has been up kind of looking around with that current. So it worked out perfect. Small egg sinkers, anything from like half ounce, 3/8 ounce was perfect. And both the sand bass and calico bass were all over those rubber lures as well. Just perfect, easy half day fishing for those guys. That fish really cooperated. And that was in those same half day zones too. We're seeing little pockets of the smaller bonita, like 1 to 2 pound stuff. That's been around, and that's been a fun bonus for the guys fishing the lighter line and the little metal jigs, a little sniper style jig, making a longer cast out off the bow or whatnot and catching some of that stuff towards the end of their fishing day so it stays nice and fresh there to take home and enjoy. And then there's been plenty of other mixed fish. Sheephead for the guys fishing shrimp and specifically targeting them have been doing well. And then whitefish and some rockfish in there. Still a few halibut in our counts, you know, nothing big, but like 5 to 10 pound fish, still totally relevant. You know, I think we're just putting our efforts in some good little zones where that fish is just, for whatever reason, has been stuck in there. There's no real bait in over those hard bottom spots. So that fish is just kind of tucked in there and for whatever reason, it's been very viable and part of the mix of what we're catching. And 3/4 day, more or less, the same action and opportunity as the half day with maybe a little bit of kelp fishing in there, you know, kelp beds down there off of North County, Las Pulgas sector down there off of Camp Pendleton. So some calico bass in there. It's been a little funky. The water's been a little off color in that zone, a little green, but there has been some current, but just not ideal conditions for fishing that calico bass. Maybe this next week we'll see some of that, but there is some wind in the forecast. Not really onshore. It looks like that offshore stuff's going to see some wind. So the overnight guys this week, year. Had great calico bass fishing at Clemente. Mixed bags of sheephead and whitefish. Was pretty standard. And looking at his fish counts, looked like it's been pretty dang solid. And then like, some yellowtail sample for him as well over there. Not big, no big like hits, no big scores, but the fish that they did catch were pretty good quality, 18 to 25 pound stuff, just classic Clemente grade yellowtail. Those fish were caught on the live baits and the jigs and whatnot. So, and then again, like I said, the small boat fleet that was out this week, both the Lexi and the Current, they got out and got some of that bluefin in those zones. That fish ranged anywhere from like 12 to 50 pounds. It was caught on live baits, some troll fish, some kite fish, that kind of stuff. So, again, this next week with the weather, just kind of, you know, pick your days if you're looking to get offshore there. It looks like it's going to be some good wind. But this inshore stuff's biting, and it's been very good. We just took a nice load of anchovy in our receivers yesterday. Those Everingham brothers, man, they're just grinding and just keeping
they're finding it, right?
Stock this weekend. They're finding it. Wherever they can find it. So it's a great mix of bait that we have out there at our receiver right now. It'll play in perfectly to what we're targeting, what we're fishing. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And also, just our now that the summer's pretty much over, right, everyone's kind of back to school, we're back into our half-price Tuesday deals back on the table. So you guys want to hop on that? Just a reminder that it's half price on our half day and three quarter day and twilight trips on Tuesdays. So
wow,
you guys want to book on that day? It's a good
such
day.
Such a great deal.
Bucks.
That is,
yeah. And what's the story with this weather, Willie? That's like, come on, are you serious? This is September. It's supposed to be flat, calm, and beautiful everywhere.
Turn the fans off.
Yeah.
I know. Yep. We're ready for this local summer. I mean, we've had some little glimpses of it, right? Where it's been, you know, pretty dang nice. Why we pay to live where we live, but for sure, get that wind to go away would be great.
It will. Next week. All right. Thanks, Captain Willie. Appreciate that from Dana Moore Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Next Sunday. Yes. Got it. All right. Thanks very much.
Later, Willie.
Have a great week.
Right. See you, buddy.
You too. All right. Now we've got the surf guru extraordinary, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Morning, buddy.
Morning.
Well, we're still on, you know, we're still in that same kind of pattern on the beach. This Corbina guy is going after it. The conditions a little uneven. We had a little weather, you know, this week. Some guys posted catches. Some guys scratched. You know, all the elements are there. Strong tides. We got a full moon, warm water, lots of sand crabs. And like I said, it's just been difficult this whole season to string together the conditions. But in anticipation of the fall, I want to talk just real quick, Pete, about fishing the hard jerkbait. I get so many questions about this. It's one technique, you know, that really shines in the fall. Anglers will see good opportunities for halibut, white sea bass, striped bass, some of those larger bird barred perch. They'll all start moving into the surf line as things cool. And I just wanted to give the guys a few tips on fishing those hard jerkbaits. The first thing is replace the hooks. You know, you'd think you pay $22 for a bait, you know, the thing would have good hooks. That's not always the case, so you have to make sure, unless it's indicated the hooks and you know their quality, I would replace them. The other thing is the split rings. The split rings, I've had them open up on a big striped bass, man, and it breaks your heart. So make sure you use quality split rings. And some guys use the oblong ones. Some guys use the round ones. If you use the round ones, and I see a lot of this happening with guys, is they're not careful where they tie that knot on that split ring. And that knot will slide to the split, or the split will settle into the round of the bait, and then it's going to affect the action. And it can be the difference between getting a bite or not. So always pay real close attention to that. And then as far as the hooks goes, constantly check those hooks. You're bouncing off rocks, sand, all kinds of stuff. Make sure you don't get little round-offs on your hooks, so keep a little file close hand. But those little elements in fishing those hard jerkbaits can be really important. And going into the fall, you want to make sure you have those bases covered.
Man,
good tip.
That's good info,
that's
Gundy.
Really good tips. And hey, Gundy, I have a question. I was on the beach the other day and just tonnage of sand crabs, but they were all really small. What's the story on that?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of cyclic, you know. It seems like we have you see a lot of the little ones after the sand crabs spawn, usually in the springtime, you know, but yeah. I think we've had such a late bloom on the warm water that it's just kind of happening now. And that's what a lot of the guys are theorizing, too, with the Corbina bite, is there's just so much sand crab on the beach, you know, yeah. that those things are gorging. It's real hard to get one to look at what you got on a hook, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, they're just like, I mean, there was literally just, the beach was covered with it.
It's a problem. It's a free buffet
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah. You know, some guys will cluster two or three on a hook, and that's worth trying, you know. I like the idea of maybe going to a bloodworm or a ghost shrimp or something different like that
yeah,
when you got so
idea.
Much sand crab.
Oh, ghost shrimp is always the key, right?
Oh, dude.
Put a ghost shrimp on.
As long as you can keep it on the hook, everything bites it.
Yeah. How do you
yeah,
keep a
everything
ghost shrimp
bites
on,
it,
the, on the
but
hook, huh?
They really, they'll stop at a ghost shrimp almost every time, you know. So, yeah, if you have a good spot where you can slurp them, you know. I hear Tommy Rothery still has a good spot, so.
Oh, okay.
yeah.
So just follow Tommy, right?
He used to be a ghost shrimp slurper.
Uh-huh. All right, yeah. They're around. Well, Gundy, you're such a great wealth of knowledge, and all your tackle stores really keep you updated on what's going on. We sure appreciate all your hard work, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, I like doing it. And like I tell you guys, don't be discouraged. As we get into fall weather here, you'll see things change.
Yeah.
That's Gundy. Great job, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks, Gundy. Hey, I want to remind you, that's going to wrap up our hit for today. Check out surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs.
Yeah, Bill's back up now. He's got his website back up and his newsletter. There were some glitches, problems with that, and he's got it pretty much all resolved now. So if you're on his surffishtackle.com email blast, you'll get that coming up very soon.
I got to say a thanks on behalf of Dal. There was some really nice comments made about that little article, and so thanks for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Dal on Dal's article. That was really fun.
Our newsletter blast. That was great. And if you missed it, it's that incredible story about Katmai Lodge that Dallas wrote is on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Check it out.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup. Another full hour on Let's Talk Hookup, 97.3 The Fan, Facebook, YouTube Live, and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the i9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak.
See you soon.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.